startup Sault Ste. Marie hosted its fourth annual Women's Success Luncheon, celebrating three female entrepreneurs who were also Huron Superior Catholic District School Board alumni. Grace Swain, Angela Caputo and Kristen Diaz spoke at the event, highlighting the need for passion and adaptability in their journeys. For more information on the event and these honorees' accomplishments, please see the press release included below. The fourth annual Women's Success Luncheon highlighted both the success of three female entrepreneurs and the Huron Superior Catholic District School Board, as all three speakers were board alumni. Social media and mindset coach Grace Swain, Angela Caputo, owner of The Breakfast Pig, and Kirsten Diaz, YNCU Director of Marketing and children's book author, were the featured presenters at the Startup Sault Ste. Marie event held at the Machine Shop. Caputo spoke about business resilience, which certainly came to the forefront during the COVID-19 pandemic and the restrictions faced by restaurateurs. Diaz's presentation was on how she navigated building a brand and motherhood during the pandemic. Swain spoke to the gathering about building a business and brand on the popular social media app TikTok. Swain began her secondary schooling at the public board but switched to St. Mary's College in grade 10. She says it was a life-changing decision. I was accepted into an amazing program called Link Crew, where we welcomed grade 9 students to high school. I met so many incredible people through this and even got to attend a conference in Lansing, Michigan with other students from across Canada and the United States. I was also involved in several other extracurricular activities, including cross-country, student senate member, Christian Life Day leader, a MeToWe representative, member of Impact, and ABCD. All of these extracurricular activities helped me get into my dream school, the University of Western Ontario, where I graduated with honors. Swain initially thought about becoming a dentist and focused on science and mathematics courses in high school. But, in her second year at university, Swain switched majors and started her own business, citing the confidence, networking and presentation skills she learned in high school. A graduate of St. Basil Secondary School, Caputo remembers her time at the former secondary school fondly and says that two teacher coaches in particular were a great influence in her life. Heidi Zagordo made a huge difference in my life then and continues to do so now. She was someone I could look up to, seek advice from, and she very much shaped who I am today. Heidi is now an auntie to my daughter. She still advises me on many life decisions, and I am proud to call her a friend. Jim Petitella is also someone I credit with shaping who I am today. He really helped to install a great work ethic, dedication to tasks, and showed me how to create a family environment with people with like interests, which is something I strive to do with all of my employees. Caputo says it is great to see St. Mary's College offering a specialist high skills major program in hospitality and tourism. The skills learned in restaurants and hospitality businesses transfer so well into any facet of life. We will teach you how to multitask, how to deal with the public, how to be confident in yourself, and of course how to prepare or serve food. People like myself are working to make this a sustainable industry by including benefits and fighting for our industry to have fair wages, so if food is your passion, follow it. Diaz, also a graduate of the former St. Basil Secondary School, remembers some of her teachers who inspired her passion for writing. All of my English teachers inspired me so much. Mrs. Guzzo, Mr. Viotto, Mrs. Calcafuoco, and the late Mrs. Mantha McConnell. I admired and adored every single one of them. They all recognized and appreciated my love of language and literature, and pushed me toward a career that was English-inspired. Currently in the marketing department at your neighborhood credit union, Diaz has this advice for students still contemplating a career choice. It's never too late to pivot or shift toward something that makes you really happy. When you're deciding on your next post-secondary steps, just know that as you grow and get to know yourself better, you are able to tailor a career and lifestyle that works for you. All three women agree that current students should follow their passion when it comes to deciding on what career path they choose. If I could go back, I would stop listening to what others told me I should be doing, and would take courses that I genuinely love. What I have learned in the world of entrepreneurship is that you can truly monetize anything. As long as you have the passion, the drive and the mindset, you can be successful no matter what. I think the best piece of advice I was ever given was to always take advice from those you look up to, and want to be like, and to never take advice from those doing what you don't want to be doing. said Swain. I earned a degree in communication studies, I'm pursuing a career as a marketing professional, and now I am able to write children's books as a hobby and fulfilling business. When you love what you do, it does not feel like work, but don't stress if you don't know what that looks like when you're still in high school. Trust your gut and your instincts and allow yourself to make mistakes, change paths, and pursue your dreams with passion, says Diaz. Caputo also adds a few tips from life lessons she has learned. Always follow your passion. Money will follow when you do what you love. Go against the status quo. There are jobs out there that you haven't even thought of. Take your time, travel, see the world and find your place in it. Careers will change and that's a good thing, so work to live and don't live to work.